Many New Yorkers have been keenly paying attention to the recent arrest of 11 people accused of being Russian spies. The suspects are charged with being part of an espionage ring that prosecutors say engaged in secret global travel with false passports and used code words, fake names, and invisible ink, as well as encrypted radio. One person who has been following the case is a New Yorker with his own spy story to tell. Deputy New York City Police Commissioner Paul Brown was himself recruited to be a secret Soviet agent nearly 40 years ago. And he tells WNYC's Elsa Chang that it doesn't seem like the Russians have changed their tactics much since then.
Brown was just a 24-year-old journalism student when he first met Alexander Yakovlev. He was taking a class at the United Nations and sitting alone in the cafeteria when three men approached his table.
As they approached, I said, hey, I'll get up. I volunteered. I'll go to the bar. You guys can have my table. And Yakovlev said, no, sit down. I don't know if he said comrade, but he asked me if they could join me.
Yakovlev told Brown he was a broadcast journalist from Moscow, and Brown said he was looking for a career in journalism or government. That seemed to intrigue Yakovlev, Brown says, and within days, the two were meeting twice a week. Yakovlev asked him for names of any teachers or classmates who were foreigners, suggested Brown attend Jewish Defense League meetings, and talked about sending Brown to the Soviet Union for advanced graduate studies. By the third meeting, Brown says he was pretty sure this guy was no TV reporter. He told a faculty member who got the FBI involved, and they told Brown that Yakovlev was in fact a KGB agent who appeared to be cultivating him.
The notion of investing that much time in anybody was baffling to me at the time. In retrospect, after I read more about the Soviet espionage apparatus, that wasn't surprising.
Brown says as a young reporter, he smelled a good story. So he let his relationship with Yakovlev go on for a year and a half. Brown later wrote about his experience for the Washington Post. And he says when the piece came out, Yakovlev was immediately recalled back to the Soviet Union. Ironically, since then, Brown has become privy to some of the most sensitive security information in the country as chief of staff for U.S. Senator Daniel Moynihan, and now as a right-hand man to Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Brown says maybe Yakovlev had a knack for spotting promise, but too bad he wasn't a smooth operator.
He was trying to close the deals too soon. I mean, to move quickly to asking me which professors and which classmates were foreign-born, who was Jewish. Aggressive, but a little too ham-handed.
Brown says he would hope that when the NYPD is trying to cultivate sources, its undercover officers won't be as obvious as Alexander Yakovlev was. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.